Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Fantastic Thursday afternoon. My goodness, it's the Teddy Bear, your humble host of LOTL Radio, The Zone. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the lovely Kay Avett. Thank you so much, my love, for joining us yesterday. And family, be on the lookout for her new album this summer, right around. But in the meantime, enjoy her new hit single, The Matter. What are we here for? Lord have mercy. Speaking of what are we here for, six-time Grammy winner, my goodness, of legendary The Fifth Dimension. Boy, really taking me back. The founder, the architect, Mr. Lamont McLemore. Lord have mercy. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and The Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTL Radio the legendary Mr. Lamont McLemore. Brother McLemore, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, man, if I wake up on this side of the dirt, I can deal with all the rest. How you guys doing? Yeah, still, you know, my mother is going to turn 103 this year, and they ask her, what do you attribute to your longevity? She said, just keep breathing.
There you go.
That makes sense. She's so funny, Bob.
First
my
of
mother,
all,
I wish you could meet her. Yeah, I, you know, I wrote a joke book, you know, and for years, and I used to write jokes for Richard Pryor and Red Fox and all. And so people said, well, when are you going to put out your joke book? So I finally found my notes after 40 years and put it all together. And I called my mother and said, my joke book's finally out. She said, you got dirty jokes in there? I said, okay, yeah, a couple. She said, send me a couple of books.
Man, that's a beautiful thing. You know, a long admirer of your many accomplishments. I've had an opportunity to read your book on three separate occasions, man. In your life, from the beginning to where you are right now, so many different turns and obstacles. The journey has been quite prolific. How would you describe the journey of Lamont McLemore?
Well, you know, I can't say but one thing, one word, blessed. I'm really, really blessed. You know, we grew up, I mean, in total poverty. Man, an outdoor toilet, number two tub hanging on the back porch. And we sleep in a garage with six of us. My father just left a note one day and said, I can't hang no more, and just left. My mother with all of us sleeping in the dresser drawer, she pulled out, we call it our apartments, because she put pillows and blankets in it. And I slept on the bottom because my feet were hanging out. And also in that book, Hobo Flash to the Fifth Dimension, it should have been called If I Could Do It, Anybody Can.
Incredible. Simply incredible. I mean, I just sit back. It makes you realize that, you know, a lot of times we're all guilty of it. We like to complain about what we don't have, and we never take the time to truly appreciate the things that we do have. Absolutely. Absolutely. And to read your story, your journey is incredible. And the thing is, when people know you as far as the Fifth Dimension, I know you when you were sitting up here, you were the photographer for Jet Magazine. So I'm really dating myself, but I'm all right with that. We're both 21.
Yeah,
so
it's okay. You're not that old, right? In one leg. but we still here, Hall.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I want to talk about your love of photography, because a lot of people put the emphasis on the music aspect, but I want to talk about your love of photography, because you definitely have an eye for it. What made you really ingratiate yourself in that world?
You know, I've always admired just art, period. I wanted to put art in photography. And, well, actually, in high school, I said, what's your major? I said, journalism. And then I was reading about photography. One word says a thousand, one picture says a thousand words. I said, you know, I'm kind of lazy. Well, let me just take pictures. And so that's how that all came about. But I always liked photography. My mother, man, she always kept a little box camera around. Whenever she'd come around and say, uh-oh, here come Mama June with a camera, we all start running. But but I was playing cowboy and Indians, man. I had a two-gun holster, and I had a camera in one and a gun in the other. I've always been interested in it, right?
Right, because if everyone could do it, we could do it. But I believe you have to have a special eye to be able to be a great photographer.
Well,
and I mean,
that's true. That is very true. I mean, we'd be riding around with the guys when I was growing up, you know, on Sunday looking for girls and all. And I said, stop, where's the girls? I said, no, look at that old door handle on that church. Peeling and go and say, man, let's go drive off and leave this dude. He's talking about some old door handle. But I just see, when I go on the road, I probably shoot less pictures than anybody, because I have to see a picture in order for me to, you know, to really be interested in it. So I come back with very few pictures, but I hope they're very good, the ones I do take. So, and I'm still doing it. I just shot the OJ's album cover, Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis' album cover. So, and I shoot a few models, and I do it when I want to, basically, so that's cool. But to have taken pictures for Jet for 50 years, I mean, they wrote an article about me, and that was really nice of them, for 50 years. And I've taken pictures from all gamuts, you know, from Playboy to People, you know, Women's Wear Daily, Jet, Ebony, and Ebony and Jet, everybody.
You know, reading your memoir and the love that you have for photography, I'm really surprised that you were drawn in to music and starting the Fifth Dimension, because, like I said, the love that you have for photography, I'm saying, wait a minute, what really drew him into music?
Well, you know what? Photography is actually what started the Fifth Dimension. Because I could care less about singing, man. I just want to be a gangster and a baseball player, you know. So they used to beat me, because my mother didn't used to whoop me because I wouldn't join the church choir. I wasn't interested in no music. they had the Miss Black Beauty pageant here in California, and I was shooting it for a magazine. And I met Marilyn McCoo, who was modeling for me back then, and she won the talent part of it. So, in the next year, I was shooting, covering the same beauty pageant, and Florence LaRue won the talent part. So I asked both of them, I said, hey, if you all would like to join a group, I got two guys from St. Louis that come out, Ron Townsend and Billy Davis. They wanted, you know, to sing and all. Nobody really wanted to start being a group. They all wanted to be individuals. So I said, hey, I'm a photographer for Motown, and I know when they have auditions and all, so we can just get together and we're friends anyway, and we had fun together. So, and we can just sing some harmony and play around with it when they have auditions, and I tell you guys, you get firsthand, and, you know, so... Okay, that's cool. So we started singing. It sounded pretty good, and just having fun. And then one day, Flora said, "Well, if this is a hobby, how come you buy a uniform?" So I said, "Well, a club down the street wants us to come down and do a couple of numbers and all." I said, "Well, that'd be fun." So we got some red sweaters and black turtlenecks. Went down, and we sang at this club, and it turned out so good. I mean, three agents were in the audience. And man, they said, nah, this will work. And so we never had to go through the Chitlin Circuit, so to speak, man. It took off right away.
Man, the Chitlin Circuit, for those who don't understand or comprehend what the Chitlin Circuit is, can you explain to the listeners out there as far as how you were able to hone your skills on the Chitlin Circuit? Because today's music industry is so simplistic, where you make a video on YouTube and all of a sudden you have a record deal.
Yeah, we didn't have none of that. We had none of that back then, man. So you had singing in little clubs, man, all the smoke and drinking and fights. And I'm so glad we didn't have to go through that, but I admire all those that did. I mean, everybody else did, most people, you know. So, but it really hones your skills, you know. So it works. I'm glad they had to get rid of it and just go through YouTube and all. Now they don't have to go to more smoky places. And no money.
I want to. Two of the things that I really want to talk to you about as far as the group is concerned, artist development, one, and really knowing the business aspect of the industry, making sure that you're being well aware and prepared for the business aspect, because a lot of artists get into it for the glitz and glamour and they don't really truly understand the business aspect of music. Can you tell the listeners out there as far as the things that you had to go through and experience from that part of the spectrum, right, being in the music industry?
Well, it's their food and their money soon parts.
Absolutely.
And you can make music and think of all the artists and boxes and the sports speakers and all. I made all this money and went out and just bought all kind of Rolls Royces and all. I looked up and they were broke the next day and all. So my advice to everybody, man, is get your education first. They cannot take that away from you, because success is fleeting, man. You're here today and you're not here tomorrow. Take the Jackson 5, for instance. I mean, they were so big, and then all of a sudden, nothing. And we're very good friends now. Jackie lives here in Vegas, and he's on my softball team and all, so we still hang together and all. But get your education first, and then you can always fall back on that, and it'll help you learn how to handle your money and success.
Absolutely, because we see so many horror stories over the years about artists being taken advantage of because they don't understand the business side of the industry. I remember a lot of times having the pleasure of seeing you perform on television, and everything was just so well put together, from the uniforms, the choreograph, the vocals were just lush. How long did you guys take to really kind of gel together and have that kind of unique finished product?
We ain't never stopped. One thing from Florence LaRue is still traveling with Fifth Dimension. I would still be there too, but I had major back surgery. The doctor said that you got to get off the road, quit lifting stuff in the hospital. And Marilyn and Billy are together, man, and they are phenomenal. If you ever get a chance to see them, do not miss it. Both groups, they're getting standing ovations and all. And the answer to your question, they don't rest on their laurels. I mean, they're still taking voice lessons after 50 years and all, but just staying on top of their game. So, and that's what you have to do.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. My man, the late, great Ron Townsend, man, that dude, man, it just...
Oh, he's phenomenal. We call him Sweet. We told him to stop eating all his gaining weight, and we told him to stop eating all that candy and all that stuff. And yeah, I did. He said, you know, well, you see, I'm on a balanced diet right now. He had an ice cream cone in both hands. That was his idea of a balanced diet. he was funny, man. He and I went to school together. Some of them, Billy went to another school in St. Louis, but Ryan was in the choir, and he, oh man, he could sing opera, do everything. And I was in the band with Dick Gregory and Ryan, and all us went to school together. They were ahead of me because a little bit older, but at least I was in school with them and met them. And Dick Gregory and I are still very good friends. He is fantastic as a comedian too, and an activist.
You know, one of the things that I found a lot of things that I found in the book very uplifting, your humble beginnings, as you talked about, you know, as far as sleeping in a dresser drawer, you know, not having anything, and then not blaming anyone and pulling yourself up by your bootstraps and went out and you did what you had to do to be success. But everyone has a different level, a different perspective of what successful is. In your mind, what does success mean to Lamont McLemore?
Well, they say we're in this world only to help each other, you know. So, I mean, whatever, share. I mean, that's part of success. And if you ever want to see some, if you ever want to see heaven, as my grandmother said, make somebody smile. And just help people, be uplifting, you know. So, and a positive attitude, man, that's great. And so that's my advice.
Absolutely. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the Teddy Bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the legendary Mr. Lamont McLemore from the Fifth Dimension. What made you, the name is so unique and it stands out. What made you come up with that particular name, the Fifth Dimension?
When we first started out, we were a jazz group called the Hi-Fis, and then I had a dream about the Fifth Dimension. There, I saw it clear as day, the type of music and all. So I quit the Hi-Fis, which Harry Elston, one of the other friends of the Sticks, and was in it too, with Marilyn McCool and myself. And, you know, it just, after I left there, I didn't start the Fifth Dimension. We called ourselves the Versatile. Because we sang all types of music, Ron singing, opera and Billy singing, you know, rock and roll and so on. So, and Johnny Rivers and Mark Gordon came to us and said, you know what, man, the Versatiles is so outdated with all the Beatles and Rolling Stones and all that. So why don't you all try to come up with another name? So we all threw names in a hat, and Ron and his wife came up with the third dimension. And we said, well, Mark said, well, since there's five of us, why don't we say Fifth Dimension? Because 3D movies are so popular there, but there was five of us, say Fifth Dimension. That's how that came about.
You know, when you started in the industry, there were so many record labels, even the small little independent record labels or subsidiaries of the bigger record labels. And now here we are in 2017, and there's just a handful of record labels. There are no more, as far as record stores in the community anymore. Everything is via social media. Have you adjusted to that part where everything is so magnified via social media now?
Well, no, in my area, I'm not adjusted. My wife said, get out of the stone age. I don't even know how to work the computer. I get mad because when you turn them on, you turn them off, it don't work. So I'm way behind as far as that's concerned. But, I mean, everything has its, you know, goods and bad parts about it. So, I just take it as it comes. And I wrote a couple of songs, and I'm going through that right now, trying to find out just how to get it distributed and all. And in fact, I wrote a song called Ceasefire.
Yes.
Have you heard it yet?
Yes, I have, featuring Julio Hansen. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Have you seen it with the video?
Yes, I have. And incredible. Who came up with the, as far as the cinematography was great. Who did that? Who came up with the concept?
Man, I came up with the concept, but we just went online and got, that's the good part about online, got all the atrocities in life and put it to ceasefire. And people don't realize that two simple words can ceasefire. It's done before. It's been proven to work, even if it don't last for 2 weeks or 2 years. Ceasefire works. And they say, well, we don't know what to do with the refugee problem that they have today. I said, you make things so complicated, man. It's just two words, ceasefire. Quit bombing their houses, they'll go back. Simple as that.
You know, I was thinking about something actually a couple of days ago. I remember my father used to tell me all the time when he was alive. He said, history doesn't change. It just repeats itself.
Right,
it goes in
right.
circles. And I look at all the atrocities that you had to experience in your upbringing. And now here it is 2017, and history is simply repeating itself, where the upheaval as far as people, human rights, are being taken away from people. the amount of global racism. Music now is more important than ever before, as when your time, where music was a form of healing and bringing cultures together. The fifth dimension worked incredible of bringing that together, bringing human love and kindness for one another, erasing color lines. What does it mean to you when you look back on what you as a group in whole were able to accomplish on bringing so much love and so much happiness for everyone?
Well, people don't really realize this, but the fifth dimension is actually the group that bridged the gap in the cultures of music. Because, you know, then it was so divided. You had country and western groups, you had rock and roll groups, and you had this group and that group, you know, so gospel groups. And if there was one person, one group of people, or musicians, that everybody seemed to like, they all say, well, I don't like all the rock and roll, but I like the fifth dimension. Even country and western, we used to open shows for them and jazz shows and all. So we were always in the middle. One time, right after Woodstock, they had a thing in San Francisco called the Love Concert with the Doors and Jefferson Airplane, and they had us on it. And man, we got out of place here with all this heavy metal music and all, man. So we said, well, we just do our little bit and get out of here. So when we did Up and Away, man, everything, just they laid back on the grass and smoking whatever, and excuse the pun on grass. But do you know that we were the only ones that got a standing ovation at the smooth music in between all that rock and heavy metal and stuff, man, and everybody just wrapped their arms around
us. Incredible. I mean, like I said, I know I've dated myself a lot of times. I said it's just a much simpler, it was a beautiful experience for me personally, a child of the 60s, because music meant something. You know, music had a profound feeling and emotion to galvanize everyone. There was no color lines. I mean, everyone loved one another because music was a universal to bring everyone together. And I tell my son all the time, I said, you know what? Just like everything in life, there's a balance. You have to have balance in life. But when you have something that overshadows one, there's an imbalance. And you can tell it, you can feel it and sense it in today's society. If you had that kind of power, if the fifth dimension were to come out right now, what do you think you would, as far as, I don't want to use the term strategic, how do you think the fifth dimension would fit in today's music?
Well, you know what? The fifth dimension is still alive. The Florence carrying the group on after 50 years, and Marilyn Billy taking on the duet part of it. And they are phenomenal, and they bring so much love in the concerts and how people still crying. I mean, just the feeling, you know, for 2 hours. I wish we could carry them into the world forever. It's what they bring to people.
Does it sometimes get a little bit overwhelming when you have so many people tell you, you know what, you and the group meant so much to them, the happiness and the love that you brought into my life? Does it get overwhelming sometimes?
It's still overwhelming, man, just the fact that we were able to, you know, that was the reason for the group being together. And there's one story, I submit, there's a lot of stories, but this one always sticks out, and I think it's in the book, about this guy. He lost his house, his wife, his job, and all. He was standing on the ledge in New York, man, getting ready to jump off. People gathering back down below. You know, some people cold. Go ahead and jump. So, and he said he came to our show. He said, man, I was getting ready to jump. And all of a sudden, the police were there trying to reach me. And up and Away came on in the radio. He said, that's my favorite song. He leaned over to listen to the song, and they pulled him in. And he said, man, that song saved my life. So,
my goodness. And fellas, I'm going to tell you something. Anyone that wanted to just go through, they were going through a thing, you said, man, let me put on some fifth dimension and let me one less bell to answer. Lord have mercy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Yeah, we had some great, great, great songs, man. So just every time we hear him on the radio to this day, man, he's stopping, almost start crying.
Yeah, the sound quality was in just the rawness of it and the harmonizing. And I think that's a lot of that's missing in today's music, the lack of harmonizing, the lack of just fitting.
Good music. Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, all the copycat groups, you know, from the Drifters and Platters and all those people, man, you never hear about copycats of the Fifth Dimension. At least I haven't, because our music was so complicated. You had to, it wasn't the who's and ahs, but you had to sing. And we did one song called Dimension 5, man. There's 15 different parts in it.
Incredible.
I'd be standing up looking out the window, my friend saying, Ball, be mad and dog, man. Man, well, this is what it takes, man. You know?
That's what it takes.
Right? That's just what it takes. Man.
Hey. When you want something bad enough, you'll definitely put in the necessary work to make it happen because your name is written all over it. And speaking of perfection, listeners, be sure to pick up Lamont's book, his new, of course, memoir, From Hobo Flats to the Fifth Dimension. It is available as we speak on Amazon.com. And also the new single, Ceasefire, featuring Julio Hansen. We have it here. And we are going to debut it here first. Julio Hansen.
Oh, great.
Incredible voice. How did you guys get together and decide to work on this project together?
Well, Ceasefire came about in the middle of the night. I'm not a songwriter, but I've written a lot of songs. One Gladys Knight did, and another one, Frank Sinatra asked for the music, but he died before he had a chance to do it. And I said, well, wait a minute. I woke up, man, and my wife said, what are you doing? I said, I don't know. My hand just started writing. And I got tired, and I went back to bed, and the voice came and said, get your butt back up. You ain't finished yet. And it was Ceasefire, man. And so then I got a guy to do the music, and I said, well, you know, get somebody to do the dub, and then I'm going to try to shop it to major artists. And so he got this guy to do the dub, and I said, who's this guy singing the dub? He said, Julio Hansen. And it was so good. I said, later for major artists, he can be a major artist, and we're working on another song right now with him. So,
okay.
And I also wrote a song called If I Could Fly, almost like Up and Away. And American Airlines has it right now, considering it's going all the way up to number 2 as being considered as a commercial.
Okay, so, that's a beautiful thing.
Hey, man, thank you. Especially since you get retired, and you know, you go, it ain't like the Fifth Dimension. You go to the mailbox, ain't no check.
Ain't no check.
Ain't no check, bro. Well, man, Social Security, I mean. That don't pay much rent, man.
I understand. But on the behalf of the Zone. So go right ahead.
Nah, man, I have been just so blessed. Talking about another story I want to tell you about my Indian grandmother.
Yeah, go right ahead.
She never finished third grade, man, but had all these philosophies about life and all. And so one day, I was looking at one of the travel magazines, and I showed it to my grandma. I was like, oh, look here, all these places, Rome and Russia and Egypt and all. And gosh, I wish I could, I would love to travel, but I know in a situation I'd never be able to go to any of these places. And she said, you know something, stand up. So I stood up. She said, now take a step. I took a step. I said, now what? She said, now you want to step closer.
There you go.
And I never stopped stepping.
Mm. So it is written.
And I've been to all them places.
Done.
Yep, okay, right on, brother. Man, you always been a great interviewer, man. So I wish I'd get a chance to hang out with you sometimes. If you ever come to Vegas, man, please keep the number and give me a call, man. Because
I'm
just stopping the barbecue sandwich waiting on you, you know.
There you go.
And Robert Arnold always talks about you a lot, man. Robert, I don't know what I would have done without him because he's a Fifth Dimension autobiographer. He's the one that helped me put this book together. I had 3 or 4 people wanted to write it, but nobody could have done the job that he did. He knew everything. He knew stuff that I'd forgotten and brought up pictures I didn't even know I took. So bless him, too.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I'm like Ron, man. I'm balancing two things at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, all right. We used to tease Ron about all the time. I said, Ron, why don't you try eggplant diet? He said, my eggplant, what kind of diet is that? So you can get plant an egg and anything that grows, you eat. Hey, don't get me started, because, you know, I told you I wrote a joke book too, man. And everybody loves a good dirty joke and good is stressed out.
If you're
easily offended, please do not purchase this book, because it's talking about everybody, including you and your mama. It said, and your mama so dumb, she put a quarter in each ear and thought she was listening to 50 Cent.
Oh, my goodness.
Go on Amazon.com, and both books are on there, you know, and the people said, well, how much did the joke book cost? I said, $14.95. I said, why are you charging so cheap? I said, because all my friends are cheap. So, but the book is going off the chain. Go on Amazon.com and put your search and my name, and both books will come up.
All right, you heard it here first, family. And as I promised the listeners out there, a very special treat. Here we are, yeah. We're going to debut the new hit single from Lamont McLemore featuring Julio Hansen with Ceasefire here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
All right.
There is a weapon of mass destruction, and it's easy to find. Just look in the mirror, because it's us, mankind.
Ceasefire, say loud enough. Ceasefire, can't say it enough. Just two words, ceasefire, can mean so much. Two words can bring wars to a halt. Who's to blame? We're all at fault. No one's born with a gun in hand. What happens when we become woman and man? Without greed and prejudice we're born. It's the reason so many lives are torn. There's a place for hate, it's not heaven's gate. That's the message, let's get it straight. As much as a wound, but God's word can lift spirits to the moon. Ceasefire, lay your weapons down. Free all the hands that we bound. Let's try negotiations. Oh, not eliminations. Wars bring death and destruction. With peace and freedom comes construction. Ooh, let's have welfare and non-warfare. Stop using religion as an excuse. Stop using it for all the abuse. Yeah.
not complicated. What is it about peace that you don't understand? It's coming down to the wire. So before it's too late, cease fire. Cease fire. Cease fire.
Lord have mercy, the legendary Lamont McLemore of the Fifth Dimension, new single, Cease Fire, featuring Julio Hansen. The single is available as we speak on cdbaby.com. And to get all the latest updates, make sure you catch up with Lamont. He's on Twitter. Yes, he is. It's at twitter.com/LamontMcLemore. And remember, family, the new book, the new memoir, From Hobo Flats to the Fifth Dimension. My brother, it has been an honor. I can tell you face to face, man to man, I love you. I love everything that you stand for. I want to personally thank you all the love and happiness from you collectively with the Fifth Dimension that you have brought in my life. You have definitely sown a thread in my life full of love and happiness. And man, whatever we can do to accommodate you musically, anything, man, we will be more than happy to promote. And I'm telling you, I'm definitely coming to Viva Las Vegas, man, so we can meet and greet and hopefully get a hug
right
and
on,
handshake
right
from you, man. You know what I mean?
And thank you so much for passing it on, keeping the legend, everything alive, man. And you're blessed too, brother. So, and I've said this before, I don't make friends I don't intend to keep, so now you're stuck.
Amen. It's definitely a beautiful thing, man. God bless and much continued success, okay?
Okay, brother, and thank you for having me, man. Anytime, just give me a call, man. Keep the number.
All right, God bless. The legendary Mr. Lamont McLemore here in the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness, man. You know, we all have a bucket list. We dream the dream to have, to interview, to meet people, and that's one off the list. That is one off the list. My goodness, man. The Fifth Dimension. You know, just, I can remember times just being in the living room as a kid, you know, Soul Train, and watching the Fifth Dimension, just the vocals, the harmonizing. I remember having the 45. Yeah, I'm dating myself a little bit. 45, the album, the 33s. You know, that's when you were able to go to the neighborhood record store. We called it the neighborhood record store, so to speak. Go to the record store and cut grass, do whatever we had to do as far as doing different chores around the house or in the neighborhood, cut lawn to earn money to go to the record store and buy an album and just, you know, come back home. We had this big floor model stereo. They don't make anymore. They had the lights showing in the front, and to sit up and hear that little crystal when the needle hit the wax, it was something to behold. It was a very, very special time in music. Very special time. My goodness. And remember, family, the new book, his memoir, From Hobo Flats to the Fifth Dimension. Lord have mercy. Well, we're going to take a little quick siesta, a little 2 and 2. It's all right. A teddy bear will be back. We got a lot more to get into. But while I got you here all safe and sound and cuddly, let's get into some Greg Reporter, The Way You Want to Live, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
And just wise one standing on rocks of compromise cliffs, trying to find your thrill, peace against your will. That's the way you wanna live. Big one, and yet small one, flying through smoke and lying on the mud, trying to find your thrill, peace against your will. That's the way you want to live. Well, I need someone just to be there just to be square for me. I've been through it all. Catch me when I fall, just be there. Wise one, standing on rocks of compromise cliffs, trying to find your thrill. Peace against your will. Big